Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. I'm your host, Terrence Zepke. Today is going to be a great show. Our guest today is Susan Schultz, who is the sales manager for American Cruise Lines. I'm very excited to have her here. So thank you for joining us today, Susan.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
Okay. Now, let's get started here. This show, as everyone knows, is all about adventure travel, and this season we're focusing on American adventures. And so I've asked Susan to come on the show to share what I believe is one of the greatest American adventures here. If you're not familiar, American Cruise Line offers river cruises all across America, which, despite all my knowledge of travel, I didn't even realize until recently, so I'm betting that some of our listeners aren't aware of that either. And so I wanted Susan to talk a bit about, because you have a lot of different itineraries.
We certainly do, Terrence.
Yeah.
I guess I can start out with kind of giving a general overview of what American Cruise Lines is all about. And we do have eight vessels holding no more than 185 passengers. So it truly is small ship cruising. And as we say it, done perfectly by American Cruise Lines. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is that we cruise, and when I say coast to coast, we literally do. We have over 35 different itineraries in 28 different states. So if you want to cruise in the United States, we definitely have an itinerary from you, from either Main Coast, that we cruise all the way from Main Coast all the way down to Florida through the Intercoastal Waterway, doing cruises such as the Historic South, Great Rivers of Florida. We do Chesapeake Bay cruises. We do New England Island cruises. We do Main Coast cruises. And that's all on the East Coast. And then we go to the great heartland of the United States, and we cruise the whole entire Mississippi River as well as the Ohio and Cumberland River. So we do cover a lot there as well on authentic paddle wheelers too, and the newest vessels out there as well. And then we go out onto the West Coast, and we offer Columbian Snake River cruises as well as Alaska cruises. So we have a lot to offer here. And one thing that kind of sets us apart, I think, is American Cruise Lines does things a little uniquely. We actually build our own vessels. So we build them here in Chesapeake Shipyard Company in Maryland. So it truly is an all-American crew, an all-American company. So I think that's a lot to say, Terrence.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I saw that all the ships are built in the USA, which is a really nice change, because I don't know how many people realize that all the cruises that you're taking in Mexico, the Caribbean, and all that, they're built elsewhere, and they're registered elsewhere in the world. And so this is really nice to be keeping things here in America. I do like that. And I also have to tell everybody that I tried to pin Susan down before the show started to tell me what her favorite itinerary was. And she said she couldn't do it. And I'm going to believe her, because she said, because I'm looking at all these itineraries and I'm having trouble picking, because they do have something for everybody, whether you're interested, like you said, in Alaska or New England or down in the Southeast, you know, whatever it is that you might have an interest in, that they do have it. I did notice when I opened up your beautiful catalog, there is a ship. I guess it's your brand new paddle wheeler. And it takes two pages to show this thing. I wish people could see it, but you'll have to get a brochure. You'll have to go to their site, which we'll be giving that website information by the end of the show, so be ready for that. But it shows, like, this, just so many amenities here. There's a paddle wheel lounge, and there's private balconies, and I guess for all the rooms, is that right?
Well, most of our staterooms are private balconies. And when we say private, that means no one can walk in front. They're very large, spacious staterooms because they are newer builds. So that's what's really nice. We do have some that are non-balconies, and we do know there's a demand for single travelers. So we also have a lot of single balcony staterooms as well, too. A couple amenities that we do offer on board is we do have elevators on all of our ships to all decks. That's nice and convenient. And it's kind of funny, though. I was, you know, if you're comparing being on a large ship with 4,000 and one that has only 100 passengers, when you come on board, it doesn't take too long to get to know all the different decks and where you are, as opposed to on the larger ships. So it's kind of nice. It's very, you feel really right at home right away, and I think that's something that our passengers thoroughly enjoy. You know, we can accommodate everyone at dining, at our dining service, which is nice because we find passengers come on board and they travel with their spouse or a friend, and they always walk away with 6 new friends. I hear it all the time, and they keep on traveling together. It's all about that personalization. They feel very comfortable on board all of our vessels. Some of the other things it sets apart is that, as I said before, we only hold up to 185 passengers. We do offer a complimentary cocktail hour every evening. Wine and beer are served with lunch and dinner, and those are complimentary as well. A lot of spacious lounges, so there's always somewhere to go, something interesting to do. We have entertaining every evening that's complimentary. And I think one of the things that's really important on board all of our itineraries is that we have a local expert, a historian, a naturalist, that comes on board and stays with our passengers throughout the cruise. And they're very knowledgeable in that particular area, and I think that's important. Our passengers enjoy learning about the different regions that we go to, and that's exciting. We also have shore excursions. Some are complimentary featured shore excursions, and then we have premium and signature ones as well, too. I think one of the other things I'd like to point out, and I know I'm talking a lot, and I hope I'm not saying too much here, but one thing I'm proud of is that we offer a Cruise Local Eat Local program, and I think that's something really exciting for our ports of call as well as for our guests on board. We're able to go into the different ports of call and actually go in and get the freshest ingredients and serve them to our passengers with that regional flair to it. And our passengers love that. You can't do that on larger ships because they can't accommodate for that amount of food, because we go into those little ports of call and they love it. Like, we'll go into Maine and have the freshest blueberries or the freshest lobster. So I think that's important for people to understand, that we really are all about the regions and the different areas. We spend enough time to go and visit those different areas, and you really walk away going, wow, I love this area. That's why I can't choose a specific cruise that I can call my favorite.
Yeah, because they really, I mean, it just really depends on what you're wanting to do, it looks like. And as far as on part of you're talking about, like, it's not just the regional cuisine, but it's actually, I mean, I've seen the pictures and descriptions, the sample menus. It's really wonderful looking food that you're serving here. So you're not going to be disappointed, like you said, in the entertainment or the dining or the shipboard amenities. I mean, you're still going to have all that. You're just not going to have 4,000 other passengers.
Right.
And also,
which is
I guess
nice.
Another thing to point out, with the river cruising, there's no danger of seasickness.
No, actually, it's smooth, protected waters. You always see land at all times, and that's nice because when you're cruising, you see these beautiful homes, these beautiful areas. Hudson River Fall Foliage Cruises, oh, the color is spectacular. And you're in very smooth, protected waters, so you do not have to worry about seasickness at all.
So any other kind of cruise where you're traveling at night while you're sleeping, or are you traveling day and night, or how does that work?
Well, that's a great question, Terrence. I think typically we're cruising approximately 30% of the time. The rest of the time, you're actually in those unique ports of call. A typical day would be maybe we cruise early in the morning while you're having a leisure breakfast, and you're also in the dining area that has a full panoramic view, so you're watching along the way and enjoying your dining experience as well. And we'll get to the port by, say, like noontime, where you have a good three quarters of the day to experience that port of call. Sometimes we might cruise in the afternoon, and then you arrive in port, so you have the morning to enjoy the next day. Not too often do we cruise at nighttime. I mean, every once in a while we might, depend upon the length that we have to go from one port to the next. But most of our passengers want to see along the way. That's part of the adventure.
Okay, great. Okay, so in case you're wondering how a river cruise can be adventurous here, because that was my first thought, I'm going to go cruising when I get old, and I'm going to do the adventure stuff now, but that's not true here. You won't have any doubts after you hear about some of the itineraries, and the one I wanted to talk about specifically today that caught my eye was your 8-day Columbia and Snake River cruise that follows in the footsteps of the famous adventurers and explorers Lewis and Clark. And I just was blown away when I saw some of the highlights from that trip. You're talking about like a jet boat ride into Hell's Canyon. You're talking about America's tallest waterfall, Mount St. Helens volcano. I think you go see a rodeo. You go into the Native American interpretive centers. I think you go to the fort where Lewis and Clark spent the winter of 1805. And so I guess I just want Susan to tell us a bit more about that, Terry, including I guess there's some wildlife viewing options, I'm assuming, during this.
Absolutely. And Terrence, you did a great job of selling our product. Thank you. You did a great
job.
Well,
after I read it, I'm like, I want to go. I want to do this because this is
It is, and it is. There is a lot of adventure, like Multnomah Falls. I've actually climbed all the way up. It's 600 feet tall. It is beautiful, and you actually, when we're cruising along, you actually see the whole Multnomah Fall. Beautiful. Mount St. Helens is another area that's, you have a scenic overlook that provides really just unbelievable views. And it tells you a little bit about the history of the mountain and so forth, so it's an interesting one. Pendleton, I come a cowgirl at heart, I think, sometimes. So you really get to go in there and see the Western shops, and you actually visit Pendleton Woolen Mills as well, too. So that's really, go see a nice rodeo. It's all good. So there really is a lot of interesting things, and you are following the footsteps of Lewis and Clark. And I think people like to do that, and you're doing it on board an authentic paddle wheeler. And we now have two. One holds 120 and one holds 150 passengers. Our newest one is the American Pride that will be on in 2016. And our staterooms are well over 300 square feet on the American Pride. That's huge. So you can have twin or king-size beds. So the staterooms are very, very spacious. And you talked briefly, Terrence, about the Hell's Canyon. That's a great tour to do, the jet boat tour ride. You really get down into the canyon, and that's an exciting tour as well. So there is a lot to do and see on the Columbia and Snake River, and you can start in Portland, Oregon, or start in Clarkston, Washington, and you actually go on seven different locks. And these are really, I think the engineers did just a phenomenal job on these locks. So we actually go into the locks, and they raise us or lower us, and you go out. And it's amazing. You actually can, everybody's out taking pictures and so forth. It's really a unique experience.
Yeah, I like this itinerary. And you had mentioned before we started the show, though, that because of the new ship you're introducing next year, there'll be two ships doing this. So you can actually take a shorter or longer route if you have less time or you want to take a little bit more time.
That is correct. We're offering a 4-night round trip out of Portland, and also a 7-night round trip out of Portland that we'll be doing a little bit more on the River Gorge, the Multnomah Falls, and Mount St. Helens and Astoria. The 10-night option, we're actually will be discovering a little bit more on the Hood River and Astoria. So we have something for everyone out there. I also want to note that we do offer Lewis and Clark theme cruises, and those really are very interesting. We have an expert. One of them is Todd Weber, who's really known very well for his expertise in the Lewis and Clark adventure. He dresses up in the period costume, and he really is so knowledgeable in the different area and engages our guests that a lot of times they go, okay, so when is Todd Weber going again? I'm coming. And truly, he has a following. So if you're interested in a little bit more in-depth on the Lewis and Clark adventure, we do offer those theme cruises. We also, those who are wine enthusiasts, Oregon and Washington State have phenomenal wines, and we offer wine-themed cruises as well. So keep those in mind. Theme cruises are very popular, too.
Because you just got something for everybody, I'm telling you. And people will find out, because I did do a little research, of course, before I broached you, because I'm not going to recommend anybody that's not a really good, well-established, professional, reputable company. And you all have won all kinds of awards from the Condé Nast Traveler Awards to the World Travel Awards to Magellan Awards. So you're very highly praised by all the right people in the travel industry. So, you know, you've got your accolades to back up what you're saying. I want to make sure everybody knows that.
Well, thank you very much, Terrence. You know, just a little tidbit. We've actually have over 30 years of cruise experience, and not too many people can say that. I myself have been with the company for 18 years. It's a wonderful company, it truly is. So, and I see the growth, and we're growing so much. We now have 8 vessels, so it's really exciting to see the growth in the company.
I think that speaks volumes, 18 years, because travel industry is sort of a transient industry. You know,
yes.
People are always hopping on and off to other places and all that. And so if you've been there 18 years, you really like the company, their policies, what they're doing, and like you said, where they're growing. So I think that really does speak volumes there. But I want to ask you here, you won't tell me your favorite cruise. So I'm going to ask you here, can you tell me the most popular ones? Which ones get sold out?
I tell you which one gets sold out the quickest. One of them is the Hudson River Fall Foliage Cruise. And the reason why is because it's such a short period. If I could increase the foliage, we could be great. We have 3 vessels that do that itinerary, and it sells out every year because there's such limited time. We have about 5 weeks that we can do it, and it is gorgeous. So,
and how long is that cruise?
That one is a 7-night itinerary. It's round trip out of New York City. And it's amazing. You fly into New York City, you have all these skyscrapers. Within a half an hour, you are cruising to some of the most spectacular, beautiful areas up the Hudson River. Gorgeous.
Wow. Okay. Well, I will tell you this here. I think that sounds great, but my runner-up, my pick after the Snake River cruise is the Great Rivers of Florida cruise. I like the looks of that one. And if you want to tell people a bit.
Sure, I will. I think that's kind of our hidden treasures for our past guests. Our past guests go, oh, and they go on this. It's a round trip out of Jacksonville, Florida, and it is on board our American Glory, by the way, that just won the top 5th small ship cruise ship. So it's really by Conde Nast. So that's really a great honor. She only holds 49 passengers, so can you just imagine the personalization that you receive? And, you know, I say this to people, we forget here in the United States what we have in our own backyard. And the Great Rivers of Florida is a perfect example. I'm going to pose a question to people out there. How many of you know that we have a St. John's River and a Talamata River? I bet a lot of you didn't know that. We do, and that's exactly what the Great Rivers of Florida does. It goes on the St. John's River and the Talamata River, and we go all the way to Ocala National Forest, and if it's a clear night, the stars are unbelievable. And I think one thing that you see on this cruise in particular is the wildlife. You'll see manatee. You'll see abundance of different species of birds. And so if you like that, we have plenty of binoculars on board, and our passengers love that. And also, I know you'll see some alligators and some dolphins. And then those who would like to see St. Augustine, and we're familiar with it, is such a great, spectacular city. It used to be where the rich and famous used to go on vacation, and there was a reason for it. It's absolutely gorgeous. So those are just some of the highlights.
That's one of the oldest cities in Florida, isn't it?
It is. Very good news. It is.
And Amelia Island is also a neat little place that you is included on that, right?
Yes, Amelia Island is. It's a nice little historical place where you can just kind of – one thing about small ship cruising with us, it's nice because you can go on and off as you please. So if you want to do a shore excursion, that's great. We'll provide it for you. If you want to just go on your own and walk the historical towns, you can do that as well and just go on and off as you please. That's really nice about small ship cruising here in the United States.
And I like you said, you can do what you want. So if you are feeling adventurous, you could do a hike or soak in the hot springs or do anything like that you're talking about. Or you could just, like you said, go shopping or just, you know, explore. You could do as much or as little or be as adventurous or unadventurous as you like.
I go on board all the time, and I see that, you know, some like to really go out and see a lot. Some like to just stay and they'll play, sit and relax in a book, and enjoy themselves in the lounges, or they'll get a game of bridge going, and there's all kinds of things for them to do.
Yeah. All right, well, I've already picked two of your cruises that I want to do for sure, so we're going to have to stop here before I find a third or fourth one here. Seriously, I just think this is a great way to see America, and when I saw this, I was like, I've got to share this with people, because you can leave the logistics to someone else, and you can be pampered a bit and still have a, you know, an amazing adventure while learning all about our past and discovering, like you said, sometimes little hidden gems in America.
Right.
And so I just think this is just a great way. And so
it
what I would say now is, go ahead.
Can I just do one more real quick thing? One thing people don't realize is, you know, a lot of times, you know, people think you have to fly to a cruise. One option here is you can either drive and you can even take the train. So keep that in mind. If you don't want to fly, you can take your car, park it, and we'll get you back to that location. So it's really a nice option for people here in the United States to do cruising.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because my best friend is flying phobic. I forgive them, but she just won't fly, and she's always envious when I go on all these trips all over the world, and she's like, but I don't fly. She's like, so why don't you do, you know, more stuff, because we've got all these great things in America, and so that's what happened this season. I said, you know, you're right. Because
right.
I don't want anybody to think I'm anti-America travel. I just didn't think about all the great things we have here. And if you don't like to fly, if you don't want to hassle with flying, that is a great thing. You can drive to a port here and do that. So, okay, so for more about these awesome river cruises, you can check out www.americancruiselines.com. And you can find out about these itineraries, order a brochure, call them up, pick their brain. And so that's something I just know everybody's going to want to learn more about. And so I just want to thank you again for being on the show and for sharing so much great information today, Susan. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you as well. And I hope to welcome everyone out there on board very soon.
Okay. Well, so I also have all the contact information for the cruise company on my site, which is www.terrencetalkstravel.com, as well as all the archive episodes of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures, which can also be found on Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. And if you sign up for my weekly newsletter, you'll receive a free 50-page travel tips report, as well as all kinds of cheap travel tips, and find out about companies and itineraries like American Cruise Lines. So, okay, that's all for now, but I'll be back soon with another episode of Terrence Talks Travel, Uber Adventures, so stay tuned.